two, please.
Ratify a letter of agreement with the District Council of Trade Unions to authorize a 4% wage increase to each step of the Water Bureau Operating Engineer 3 classification.
Colleagues, Commissioner Fish asked that I read this introductory statement. This ordinance will ratify a letter of agreement with the City and the District Council of Trade Unions. Jamal Anthony, Labor Relations Coordinator from the Office of Human Resources, and Danny Allison, Water Operations and Support Manager from the Portland Water Bureau, will give a presentation of the agreement.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to see you all again.
Thank you.
Based on the size and complexity of the of its water system, the City of Portland has long been classified as a Level 4 distribution center by the State of Oregon. The Portland Water Bureau has historically asked that its operating engineer 3s have a Level 2 water distribution certification. A person with a Level 2 water distribution certification can make decisions for population groups of 1,501 to 15,000 citizens. In the past, employees who have obtained their Level 3 and Level 4 water distribution cert would receive a 3% premium for reaching Level 3 and a 4% premium for reaching Level 4. In the current, to better suit the needs of the Bureau, in February 2017, Portland Water Bureau changed the requirements of the OE3 classification, this stating that employees in this position would now have to have a Level 3 increased from Level 2 certification, which allows an employee to make decisions for population groups 15,001 to 50,000 and is more in line with the needs of the city. To match the increase in both decision-making and level of responsibility, the city seeks to agree to increase the rate of pay for the OE classification by 4%. Lastly, the 3% premium that was formerly attached for having a Level 3 certification would go away, and the employees who have a Level 4 will now receive 3% premium versus the 4% that they received in the past. Do you all have any questions?
So going from a Level 1 to a Level 2 does not get a 4% premium or increase in pay? This is only for Level 3 and above? Or am I getting that right? Or?
Yeah, so the minimum certification level for the OE3 position is a Distribution 2. And so the premium levels currently would be for Distribution 3 or Distribution 4. So mm-hmm. This change would make the premium only for Distribution 4.
Is it fair to characterize this, and I don't want to be too general, this is getting at some of the discrepancy between the private sector around engineering talent, is that correct, in terms of recruiting and maintaining employees?
No, actually, our management's thought process on this is that the operating engineer group is a very small group responsible for the overall operation and 24/7 operations of our control center and basically water system as a whole. And so this was our attempt to increase their decision-making capacity as far as the state regulations are concerned and better use our resources.
Very good. Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions before we open this up for public testimony? Is there anybody signed up, Carla, for public testimony?
Yes, I have two people.
Very good.
Mimi Gurman and Charles Bridgecrane.
Come on up. Gentlemen, if you just want to cool your heels for a couple of minutes, we'll take public testimony.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, okay. Just switch seats and then Mimi can come up.
Charles, you need to turn that on. So it got turned off. Yeah, thank you.
Green button. And perfect. So, good morning, distinguished commissioners. It's good to be in front of you here on World Refugee Day. UN declared World Refugee Day, where millions of people around the world are having much greater water problems than we face here in Portland. When we talk about getting more fair market rate compensation for our water engineers, I think we need to be mindful, and hopefully there's even been some internal discussion in the Water Bureau about the blooming algae and the cyano bloom down around Salem and a loss of public confidence, really, in government. So I hope that while we give these people market rate pay, we also make sure that the skill set and the public transparency is in place for citizens to still be thrilled with our Bull Run water, which, of course, you're going to mix less and less well-field water with that awesome Bull Run water. Water is, of course, also an issue for people that are facing immigrant detention. Hopefully, our president is flip-flopping again, and you'll be able to refrain from sending any police forces down there to the ICE prison detention center on South McAdam. We can all live in peace and quench our thirst. So, but I do think that even though this 4% pay raise, whenever we have a market adjustment pay rate, we want to make sure that the DCTU, which usually does a great job, has also been able to get all its other represented classes up to good pay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Hi. I want to acknowledge also World Refugee Day. And to all of the people who are at Occupation ICE PDX, fortunately, this morning the message was that they are all good on the waterfront, but they do need other supplies. And one of the things that I have to say is that I want to be sure that our sanctuary city is not using our police force here, our money from Portland, to go to the police to work for ICE over at the detention center. They need to be removed regardless of the Tesla property that's in the back or anywhere else, that our police in the sanctuary city cannot work with ICE, and that we need to abolish ICE from Portland, from Oregon. Maybe you could speak to the governor and say Portland no longer has any use of ICE or for that building, and we could open that building up for actual houseless people on the streets who need housing, turn it into apartments, and we would have a new building that we could use for a much more humanitarian purpose, including good pipes for good water. So that's really what I wanted to testify to today, to say that we need to make sure that our sanctuary city is not using any of our money for police efforts to support ICE, and that we need to abolish ICE from Portland. Can you address that?
I want to stick to the agenda, but I will briefly go off script because I know people want to know my feelings on this, and I'm happy to give them. The current policy being enacted by the federal government around the separation of very small children from their parents is an abomination. It is very un-American. And I'm glad to see, as was mentioned earlier, the president seems to be reconsidering this very ill-conceived policy. And so I hope that happens forthwith. I drove by the demonstration yesterday. It seemed to be very peaceful. And I was pleased to see that. And I want to be very clear. I do not want the Portland Police Bureau to be engaged or sucked into a conflict, particularly from a federal agency that I believe is on the wrong track, that has not fully lived American values of inclusion, and is also an agency where the former head suggested that people who lead cities that are sanctuary cities like this one should be arrested. So if they're looking for a bailout from this mayor, they're looking in the wrong place.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your testimony. Any further discussion on this item or questions? Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you for your great work on that. Next item.